Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Davis Matic. You guys can find me on Twitter at Davis Matic. In this episode of the show, of course, it is our waiver wire podcast. We are heading into week 11 of the NFL regular season. We are past the double digit interval. A lot of you, obviously, if you're listening to this, you probably have a good fantasy team. You're probably not listening to this with your 3-7 team, your 4-6 team. You've probably accepted that those teams are dead. So I will definitely keep that in mind as we go through the player recommendations this week. As always, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. I'm gonna try, of course, to mention some shallow league stuff, but our FFPC main event, our deep 20-man roster league is going to make sure and have all those roster spots filled out. It is a pretty big waiver wire week, no doubt about it. I mean, a huge performance from Christian Watson. We have Isaiah Pacheco being the starting running back, so lots of stuff for us to get to. Starting at quarterback, I think Ryan Tannehill got to be the number one streamer. 36 passes last week in Treylon Burks' first game back from injury. I think there's room for that to scale. Obviously, the ceiling for Ryan Tannehill is going to be either a Derrick Henry injury or Treylon Burks just turning into, you know, rookie or A.J. Brown. I think that would definitely help as well. I think Kenny Pickett, he's got 7.5 carries in each of 7.5 carries since the week 9 bye. So week 8, week 10, 7.5 carries per game. So that adds some points to his floor. And I mean, the guy just plays with phenomenal players. Gets to play with Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth. Like, I think that there's room for him to continue scaling up if he can just play all right, right? It really is contingent on him continuing to be well or to perform well. Next, we got Marcus Mariota. Honestly, I'm not that into him, but, you know, he's going to run a little bit. That's really all I got. Colt McCoy, I mean, he just gets to throw to these amazing wide receivers. Hollywood Brown might be back if Kyler Murray's hamstring is not going to go. McCoy might start in he might start this next week, so that would be pretty solid. And Desmond Ridder, he would be kind of your super flex ad. Just feels like Mariota is about to get benched. And then a reminder for our FFPC main event bros, Deshaun Watson is going to return in week 13 against the Texans, then gets to play the Commanders in the fantasy playoff championship week. Moving to running back. So I got this Isaiah Pacheco thing, you know, kind of 50-50. So according to reports, Clyde Edwards-Helaire got a small injury in practice, but he was still active. They didn't deactivate him and then activate Ronald Jones. And McKinnon was also banged up, so that, you know, he got injured in practice, but Pacheco handled 94% of the team's carries and played a season high 56% of the snaps. If he ends up owning a red zone role, even playing 60% of the snaps for the Chiefs, he is going to be a starter in the fantasy playoffs. But the number one running back ad of the week for me got to be Rashad White. Leonard Fournette suffered a hip injury in that game over in Germany. Fournette honestly has just been quite bad this week. Now, Fournette's representation said he is expected to return, but we'll see. We'll see. When the two were both on the field, Lenny outtouched White 14-11, but clearly we have White's role growing at this point and running a fair few number of routes. I think McKinnon also needs to be added at this point. McKinnon has 16 targets since the Kansas City Chiefs bye. The Smith-Schuster injury also might open up some more short area targets for Mr. McKinnon. Jalen Warren, there were 32 touches between Najee and Warren. Warren got a season-high 12 touches, 37% of the team's touches in back-to-back games. And Najee is just not very good, but I think we are now in like a 60-40 split. And Jalen Warren is kind of just like McKinnon, just happens to be on a bad team. Kyren Williams played more snaps than Cam Akers. Think he's worth having out there. And then Dontrell Hilliard has just been clearly is the number two running back for the Titans, and Derrick Henry has seen limited work in back-to-back games. He's been dealing with this foot injury. And then the super deep guy, Keyshawn Vaughn, if Leonard Fournette is forced to miss any amount of time. Moving to wide receiver, Christian Watson. That's the guy. Two drops. Obviously, you know, this guy keeps dropping the ball, but then turns in four receptions for three touchdowns, over 25 yards per catch. Romeo Doubs is not coming back anytime soon. We got Sammy Watkins playing like a fullback out there. You know, Aaron Rodgers, really at this point in his career, he loves those deep throws because he can't. It's harder for him to throw interceptions on those, honestly, I think is part of it. You just got to get Christian Watson. If he's out there in your league, you absolutely have to pick him up. Honestly, I feel the same thing about Donovan Peoples-Jones. 42 to 40 targets versus Amari Cooper since week four. You know, just clearly leads Amari Cooper in air yards. Paris Campbell is worth a pickup with Matt Ryan back under center. He owns that low average depth of target slot role on this team. I think he's like a wide receiver four, but should probably be rostered in 12-team leagues. Nico Collins, 37% target share in his first game back from injury. Hey, and he has out-targeted Brandon Cooks in the three most recent games that they've all played together. Really, just in general, it seems like Brandon Cooks has just kind of given up on being a Texan, so I do like adding Collins for that reason. Darius Slayton, just going to pretty much be an every down outside wide receiver for the Giants. Kenny Golladay stinks. Just can't really be out there. Wandale can really only be counted on to play out of the slot. He's the only guy who runs deep routes on the team. He leads the team in yards per route run. 21% target share his last three games. I'm pretty sure he's just kind of a what the shit start on any given week. And also, Wandale had a really strong targets per route run roll for a little while, but that has mostly disintegrated by this point. We got Treylon Burks. I mean, he's probably rostered in all the leagues that that all of us play in at this point, but I don't really see any reason why he can't become, you know, this year's version of a guy who goes nuts down the stretch as a rookie wide receiver. Treylon Burks is really good. He returned to 56% of the snaps in his first game back off that injury. And really, I also don't think there's any way that Tennessee can be a team that thinks that they can win a playoff contest. You know, I don't really think there's any way that they can get to their ceiling without Burks becoming a big part of what they do. Isaiah McKenzie, 81% route participation this last week. And I think having a consistently performing slot wide receiver would be really good for the Buffalo Bills at this point. You know, it seems like a lot of what is going wrong with their offense is just the constant need for deep plays, as opposed to just kind of, you know, what the Chiefs worked out, which is just, you know, some 8-minute drives are pretty good for killing the clock and putting your opponent to bed. So I do like adding him. Cooper Kupp, probably going to be out for the year, having surgery on an injured high ankle. Ben Skowronek just seems to be better than Van Jefferson. I mean, Van Jefferson is just getting all of these, he's getting all of these empty air yards and not converting any of them. But the Rams are the worst team in the NFL on offense. They've scored less than 20 points in five of their last six games. I'm not really picking any of these guys up. These would be like 14, 16 team league pickups. Tight end, not a particularly deep week. Foster Moreau needs to be owned in every league. If he's out there in the main event, I think you can spend like 60% on him. Don't think Waller will be back this year. Trey McBride is the clear replacement for Zach Ertz. He has a season-ending injury. Ran a route on 76% of the team's dropbacks once Ertz was out. He's got no targets. He's got 9 appearances and a 4.4% target per route run. I just don't think he's that good, or maybe not that good yet, but I do think he is probably someone worth speculating on, and he is going to be super popular in the main event this week. Honestly, it just really depends. Shallower leagues, super exciting week for waivers. We got Watson, we got White, we got Pacheco. Deeper leagues, we are really left picking at scraps right now. But hope that was useful. Hope that was helpful. And we'll be back later in the week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sunrays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.